Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
La notte a Terzio.
It was very late at night.
Da tempo piatra fare.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lo Stan mi ha marata piatra che non fa la mini.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stam și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden, I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România mă urmări cu mașina să mă urmă.
Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars.
După mine și aici.
So I thought they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină.
But it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit.
The light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am unde îmi plec acasă.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
De ce m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea?
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you?
Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe
foc. And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici e Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să
faci? What will you do with me, I said?
You've been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea, and as has become customary to notify you when we are recording rather than going live, this is a recording, but it is a fresh recording. Today is Thursday, November the 12th, the year of our Lord, 2020, and if you thought it was strange that we had... No clear winner last week. Well, surprise! Still no clear winner in the United States presidential election, although a lot of stuff has come to the surface. Apparently, the one demographic that Mr. Robodeau Biden has run away with is 100 years and over, the centennials, if you will. Came out in mass. They crawled out of their graves, punched their voter ballot for one Mr. Robodeau Biden, and then crawled back into their graves for their eternal rest. It's getting a little... If it weren't so sad and serious, it would be funny. The number of dead people that voted in this election is just unbelievable. Today, we're going to do a little bit of war gaming. We're going to talk about what has transpired thus far, what is likely to transpire from here onward, because this entire ruse, this entire attempt at, well, invalidating real voters by, you know, flooding the system with less than proven five persons was contingent on Donald Trump conceding. They hoped against hope that he would concede, that it wouldn't have to go to recount, that it wouldn't have to go to audit, that it wouldn't have to go to canvassing, because one thing I know, I think everybody knows it, even the other side who's mildly excited, because I haven't seen much enthusiasm other than that first time that the news media took it upon themselves to announce a president-elect. And by the way, if this is going to go the way I think it's going to go, the news media will have a lot of blood on its hands, because if they would have just held their tongue until all the votes had been counted, if they would have just held their tongue until all these unexplained ballot dumps of 100,000, 130,000 were, you know, sort of dealt with, then they wouldn't have bolstered the hopes of the inept and violence-prone. And even after they announced the presumptive president-elect would be Joseph Robidoux Biden, they still weren't happy, because, you know, unhappy people are going to be unhappy no matter what. But because every news outlet, well, not every, that's dishonest. The major news outlets decided to push the narrative, with Fox being at the head of the proverbial, train. They were the locomotive, if you will. There's going to be chaos, kids. There's going to be lots and lots of chaos. So I haven't said this to you ever that I could think of, not in the many, 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 many years we've been doing this program, but have a couple weeks worth of food in your pantry, especially if you live in a big city, because I think come December, when the Electoral College comes into session, you know what? I hope I'm wrong, but look, we're going to lay it out today. This is the way my mind works. This is the way my mind processes. Again, no revelation, just reading the situations objectively as it sits. Right now, we're seeing a concerted effort to arm twist one Donald John Trump into throwing in the towel, into conceding. And honestly, given what we already know, if I were in his shoes, I would not concede. Sorry, not sorry. This was just a botched election from head to toe. There are so many questions yet to be unanswered. There are so many things that still need to be unraveled, that conceding right now would be premature. There was a guy in Michigan. He'd actually conceded. He'd called the other guy, go, "All right, fair fight, ha-ha. Well done, sir, you win." And then after a quote-unquote glitch, apparently he won by 1,000 votes. I think it was a House seat. Look, right now, the media is trying to Baghdad Bob us. If you remember back during the Iraq war, there was a representative of the Iraqi government, and he got the moniker Baghdad Bob. Well, Baghdad Bob was standing there foaming at the mouth, insisting that they were pushing back the Americans to the borders of Iraq, that the Americans would never set foot into Baghdad, that the Iraqi people would stand and fight, and all this jazz, while in the background, American tanks were rolling basically through Baghdad. And this is what the media has attempted to do. they've tried to Baghdad Bob us. They're telling us one thing when everything else points to the contrary. If they manage to somehow weasel this thing through, on January 20th, one Mr. Robodeau Biden is still alive, kicking, and able to, you know, stand erect long enough to take the oath of office, it will have been done just unfathomable expense. And I'm not talking monetarily. First thing, I don't think anyone would evermore have faith in the elections, free and fair, as they ought to be in these United States. Second of all, it took Fox News to basically light themselves on fire, to basically commit suicide live on television. It took every single multinational corporation. It took the nerd kings of Silicon Valley. It took lies and deception. It took that Weasley fellow, Dr. Fauci, to basically lie to the American people and say, oh, we're so far off, there's no way we're going to no vaccine, no nothing until 2022. Now, apparently, Dr. Fauci is coming out with a different story because he thinks it's over. Well, it's not. This thing is not over. And I think the fact that federal investigators have been sent out to many of these states will cause a lot of people who, you know, did a favor for a friend, as it were, to really come out of the woodwork. Because it's one thing to turn a blind eye to a truckload of ballots being brought in the dead of night when you think that, all right, you know, the next morning the guy's going to concede, everything's going to be fine, you know, I'm going to get a little slice, and that'll be that. It's another thing completely when you see it drag on, when you see investigators showing up on the scene, when you see that more likely than not what you did is going to get discovered. Like I said, it's one thing to do a favor for your boss or for a friend or for a political party. It's quite another when you're staring down the very real possibility of doing 10 to 20 with a guy named Big Bubba as your sailmate and having non-consensual relations on a regular basis. I don't think a lot of these people, I don't think that's what they signed up for. And so I think there's going to be more whistleblowers as the days drag on. I think there's going to be more investigations. And I think that the whole issue with the counting system and the fact that it is glitch-prone, or error-prone in a decidedly one-sided fashion. Because that's the thing, you know, again, be intellectually honest. This is the one request I have, because I've had people that are supposed pastors or preachers or whatever get very excited at the thought of Mr. Robodeau Biden being president. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, what exactly are you celebrating? Wholesale murder of babies? Gas going back up to $6 a gallon? Your constitutional freedoms being stripped from you? Because contrary to what everyone has said and all the drums that have been beat, as it were, I don't see that this administration was tyrannical by any means. They gave states the right and the authority to dictate the way they saw fit. Some states are already open, like Florida. Other states are on perpetual lockdown, like California and New York. But if Mr. Robodeau does become the 46th president of these United States, well, then apparently there shall be executive order as to a national lockdown. And again, if that happens, it's not going to be pretty because people are already suffering. I mean, people have held on this long hoping for some sort of respite. They've held on this long hoping for some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. And the prospect of being shuttered again for, what, 6 weeks, which is going to turn into 6 months. We all know it. Because, hey, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember that one? Yeah. Uh-huh. Another thing that has just come out was apparently there's a successful vaccine. I am not one to be a big fan of vaccines, especially vaccines that were rushed through in this short a time. So you won't see me standing in line to get it. You won't see me sending my wife or children to get it. But how come it was only after the elections that the news of the vaccine came out? Because there's a lot of people that are afraid. There's a lot of people that are beside themselves. And even though every single scientific metric says 99.9% survivability, fear is fear. And fear works to manipulate the masses. So the question is, why did Pfizer wait until after the elections to come out with the idea of this vaccine? I'm letting you know all these things so that you would know just how many forces are aligned and were aligned against this current president. And many of the forces aligned against this current president are also the forces aligned against you. As an individual, as a constitutionalist, as a believer, take your pick. So I find it disingenuous at best when so-called Christians celebrate the idea that one Mr. Robito Biden could cheat himself into the highest office in the land. Sorry, not sorry. I've always promised to tell you the truth as I see it. I've always promised to tell you the truth without regard for emotion, without regard for people's sensibilities, because sometimes, most of the time, if we're going to be honest, the truth offends. Truth is offensive by its nature, because truth doesn't care what your skin color is. Truth doesn't care what your socioeconomic status is. Truth is truth. This is what it is. This is how it is. So let's get into a little bit of wargaming, shall we? Because I've thought through every possibility and probability. And as far as I'm concerned with everything that's going on, this is probably going to be the likeliest outcome and scenario. By the way, have you noticed? No more protests. No more burning. No more looting. It's as though these free spirits protesting inequity have been given marching orders to be ready, but, you know, calm down until we know more. Just keep that in mind. The likeliest scenario, as far as I'm concerned, is that this will likely go to the Congress. It'll go past the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to kick it to the Congress, and basically the congressional representatives will get to pick, because the level of fraud that has occurred is we haven't even scratched the surface yet. If you think it's bad, it's 100 times worse than whatever you think it is. This current president got 73 million votes thus far. Let that sink in. I'm just pulling at threads here so that we can pull them all together and get a picture. Because we need to understand how precarious the situation we're in. We also need to understand that they were forced to cheat a lot more than they ever thought they would have, because they never accounted for the popularity of this president. And that's where they got caught. That's where it all started going sideways. That's when it started coming apart. They were forced into the untenable position of letting this man win another term outright, or forcing the issue and shutting down counting for 2 hours in various states, only to reappear with 134,000 votes for one Robert O. Biden, all 100%. Apparently, there's a large swath of this nation that is 100% for higher taxes, less freedoms, more regulations, especially, you know, in oh-so green places like Pennsylvania and Michigan. You think to yourself, yep, I get it. Everybody wants to be out of a job. Everybody wants to be on the government dole. That government cheese sure do taste good. Doesn't melt, because I remember it. When I was a kid, there were like two neighbors that we had that were on welfare. And back then, you used to go and you used to get a package from the government. And one of them had a big block of yellow cheese. And there was only like three people in the house. They could never eat the whole block of cheese because they'd die of constipation. So they'd like cut it in half and they'd bring us half a block of that cheese, because they knew we were immigrants and we didn't have much. And my dad worked, but it was, you know, barely enough to pay the rent. My mom cleaned homes, and so that was barely enough to buy some food. And so the neighbors were kind. They were Mexican, but, you know, it didn't matter. We were all poor. It was a crummy neighborhood, and everyone there was equally poor. And so if we could help each other out, we would. My grandma would make giant bowls of soup, or as the Russians like to call it, borscht. And she'd take half a, you know, pot to the neighbors and say, "Are you hungry? You want some soup?" It took them a while to get used to the taste, because borscht is a little sour to the tongue. But once they got used to it, man, every time, "Did you mind the more soup?" "Yes, we made the more soup." So, again, I remember government cheese. And one thing that I remembered is, I don't know, somebody told my mom about making grilled cheese sandwiches. And so she cut that government cheese in slices, put it between two slices of bread, threw it in the pan. And, man, the bread burnt to a crisp, and that government cheese never melted. I know most of you are too young or have never been in that position or situation. However, I have. And that's one of the things I remember as a child, being, what, 9 years old, that the cheese wouldn't melt. So people who have seen their incomes rising, people who have seen their ability to own homes and have a better standard of living, you're telling me people in a place like Pennsylvania, where Mr. Robideau came out and said, "Yes, I'm going to cut off fracking, all, you know, fossil fuels, you're all going to be driving, you know, horse carts or biking." You really think that many people came out to vote against their own self-interest? There are a lot of things that don't make sense. We're seeing it with our own eyes. Yet, the Baghdad Bobs are saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes. Nay, nay, just accept it. We're done with it. We called it." Again, another thing. The news media does not determine who the president is, no matter how much they would like to. Twitter or Google doesn't determine who the president is, no matter how much they'd like to. Facebook doesn't determine who the president is, no matter how much they'd like to. The American people determine who the president is. And if there is mounting evidence that their vote was stolen or that it was diluted, because many, 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 many dead people voted, machines made mistakes only one way, and things of this nature, then in the least, bare minimum, it warrants an investigation, it warrants a cannabis, and it warrants an audit. But see, the other side sees the brass ring as being so close that they don't care about 73 million disenfranchised American citizens. You're just going to shut up and take it. And we talked about the reasons that I think they've overplayed their hand this time. They just had too much ground to cover. They just had too many votes to make up. And when you have to rush it, you're going to get sloppy. And eventually, more and more people are going to start singing. They're going to start squealing because they're thinking in the back of their mind, Bubba, and non-consensual relations. Because that's what it is. It's a federal crime. Voter fraud is a federal crime. People have gone to jail for it. And I don't think anyone is so enamored with where am I, with hello, my name is Joe, and I am very slow. I don't think they're so loyal to him that they're willing to sit in prison for a decade just to see him mumble through the oath of office. Sorry, I just don't see it. Perhaps I'm wrong. My wife thinks I'm wrong all the time, but she's my wife. She's allowed to. Let's get back to where I think this is headed. Right now, it's 50-50. It's a coin toss. The more we get into it, I think the numbers are going to shift in this administration's favor. Because, again, I do not believe, not for a second, don't care who you are, that more people turned out to vote for Mr. Robideau than they did for Barack Hussein Obama, the man who was supposed to part the seas and turn back the tides and reverse global warming. Remember that? Yeah, that was good. So you're telling me that at the height of the Obama craze, when people were getting face tattoos with Obama, when hope and change was on everyone's lips, they managed to turn out 67% of the vote. But now, a man who's been in his basement for the last 6 months, who just came out of his hole in the ground to say, Joe Biden. That's pretty much what he said. A couple of times to 12 cars in a parking lot. You're telling me 90% of the electorate turned out to vote for him. I don't know, senor. Something is very, very fishy. And as the old saying goes, where there is this much smoke, I'm thinking there will be a substantial amount of fire. Now, this whole voter machine issue and the program that's being used, apparently every single state where the numbers just don't add up, where things don't make sense, used this program. It's called, I think it's Dominion. Oddly enough, you know, because that's how just serendipity happens. It's just serendipity. It's just a fluke. The Pelosi family is a heavy investor in the Dominion software, if not the outright owner. So this thing is far from over. And my concern, and the reason that for the first time ever, I'm encouraging you to have a couple weeks' worth of food on hand, is that if this gets overturned, there will be violence at an unprecedented level. And everyone from CNN to Fox News to MSNBC will have blood on its hands because they knew exactly what they were doing. This was a concerted effort to circumvent the will of the people of these United States. It was well organized and well executed, and the only thing they didn't figure was that what, now 9 million more people would come out and vote for the orange-haired goofy guy. And you know why they did, you know why they did it? Because their lives are better now than they were 4 years ago. How exactly do you lose an election to a man who doesn't know his own name half the time if 54% of the country says their life is better now than they were 4 years ago? How exactly do you lose an election where only once has it ever happened that someone who won Ohio and Florida lost the presidential elections? There are so many things that you could look at that don't make sense where you go, huh, that's odd. But see, when you put them all in line, when you put them in a row, it becomes a pattern. And they were hoping against hope that there would be a concession speech before the pattern emerged. Well, guess what? There was no concession. There will be no concession because the votes have not been tallied. We're not done. Everybody's trying to move on to the Georgia Senate runoff, and this, now you know how these people work. They're encouraging people to move to Georgia or at least register to vote in Georgia even if they're out of state so they can flip Georgia. Think on that, because, oh, no, everyone just wants what's best for the country. Nobody, no, they want power. Every single person. Have you seen just the globalist row of individuals that are just packing their bags ready to move to D.C. that are all going to be on some sort of board, that are all going to be on some advisory? Because we all know that Joe's not going to be president. Oh, in name only. He's going to be in the basement of the White House bowling and eating soft serve custard. He's not going to be making decisions. These people saw their opportunity to regain power, to restart the money printing machine, because, man, they've been dry for 4 years. Can you believe it? This who does this orange-haired cretin think he is? He wouldn't even allow lobbyists in Washington. He turned off the money spigot. And now they saw their chance. The only problem is they didn't account for how many people truly admired this administration and saw what they've done as good. I didn't say righteous. I said good. You can objectively say something is good and something is not without, oh, is it sanctified, though? Government, it's never sanctified. It's a bunch of leeches. But you look at the decisions that have been made throughout these 4 years. The pro-life stance that this administration has taken. The defense of Israel that this nation was not ashamed of. So you can balk all you want. If you're going to be objective about it, you'll realize that, hey, much good has been accomplished. And right now the jackals waiting in the wings want to undo and overturn every single good thing that has been accomplished if they are given half a chance. So I'm not one of these people, well, you know, I get, We'll get our vengeance in 2022. Look, if this is allowed to stand, I'm not the biggest fan of Lindsey Graham, but Lindsey Graham said something that is completely true. If this is allowed to stand, you're never going to see a Republican president in this country again. Because you can't just keep counting votes until your guy's ahead. This is what's happening in Pennsylvania. They're still counting. We knew Florida 3 hours after the polls closed. We knew Ohio 3.5 hours after the polls closed. Pennsylvania is still counting ballots. Are they signed? No, won't count it anyway. Is the person alive? Not since 1972. Well, you know, they may have wanted to vote. I mean, there's supposed deep thinkers in this country that are apparently professors at Ivy League colleges that say it's now racist to say legal vote. Do you understand? Can you fathom the depth of depravity that will be unleashed if this is allowed to stand? It's never going to be made right. And you're going to have 73 million Americans that will know it was stolen. It was stolen. That's the best way I can put it. And again, let's get back to the wargaming. Those of you that know the message that God received, that God gave my grandfather, know that there's a line in there. He says, it will begin with an internal revolution started by the communists. Now, he never said the Russians. And I always found that odd, you know, because he talks about Russia attacking the U.S. How would the Russians start the internal revolution? No, he never said that. He said the communists. And back in the early 90s when this message was being preached in churches, people would roll their eyes and go, communists, what communists? Well, we're starting to see that, yes, there are communists in this country. They've infiltrated this nation. They've infiltrated politics. And they're unabashed and unashamed as to their intentions. They will tell you outright what they want to do if given half the chance. So, war game this with me. Everyone celebrated. Apparently coronavirus was over. They were passing around champagne bottles. You know, because now we understand that aspect of it too. That whole pearl clutching, the deadliest thing ever. It was all for a purpose. If you want to understand the current political climate, you have your starting point, your jump off, has to be the acknowledgement that not one politician, and yes, I said politician, cares about you or your family or their electorate. It's about power, the acquisition thereof, and the maintaining thereof. So this entire thing about 200,000 Americans dead already, all a ruse, so they can get mail-in voting done. They did. Now, I, for one, am somewhat skeptical that knowing what an absolute circus this would be, the administration didn't have some contingency plans. I'm somewhat skeptical that the administration didn't foresee exactly what is happening because, man, you know what? On the campaign trail, that orange-haired man himself said it repeatedly, the mail-in ballot rife for corruption, and he was correct. And even back then, the Baghdad, oh, no, everything's on the up and up. He's just, you know, being himself. He's exaggerating for effect. Well, apparently, we see that it was no exaggeration. There was a concerted effort. And as it sits right now, we're just in the beginning phases of discovery of seeing how deep the rot went. And you know what? The big name players likely will never, ever, ever have to suffer the consequences. They'll never go to prison, but it's the middling ones that are starting to get a little scared. Because they're going to be either thrown out to the wolves. You know, well, there's one person here and one person there. I mean, we had nothing to do with it. Or they're going to come out and testify on the record, you know, to keep from meeting Bubba. But back to my analysis. Back to where I see this going. And again, my foundation for how I see this, or my prism, is the revelation my grandfather received in 1984. He said it would begin with an internal revolution started by the communists. Now, if everything went the way that it seems to be going, where Mr. Robodeau Biden would be the 46th president of these United States, I don't see that revolution being started by the communists. I don't see them having a reason to do it. However, if at some point enough evidence of corruption is discovered where this gets kicked to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court kicks it to Congress and it gets overturned, after you've pumped these people's hopes up for a month and a half, thinking that once more they shall rule the roost, and you take it out of their hands at the last possible moment, I can see what my grandfather saw coming to pass very readily. So, again, have a couple of weeks' worth of food on hand these coming weeks, just in case. If not, You can eat it over Christmas vacation. But we are in a very perilous stage of our democracy, of our constitutional republic. And I've seen this play out often enough in different countries where I know with certainty that if they can get this one through, then it's done. They'll get everyone through. Back in the 70s and 80s, after the communists came to power, we had elections in Romania. We did, believe it or not. People would go out and vote. And you know what the most stunning thing of all was? Every election, Nicolae Ceaușescu would win with 100% of the vote. Everyone loved him. He was beloved. Never mind that in 1989, the people got so fed up that they rebelled. There was a revolution, and he got shot along with his wife in the middle of nowhere. Up until that moment, every election, Nicolae Ceaușescu won the vote with 100%, not even 99. Out of 20-some-odd million people, not one person voted against him. If this travesty is allowed to stand, 4 years hence, you won't even have to go to the polling booth. Twitter will just tell you who won. You'll just get an alert on your smartphone as you're sitting in your basement with your mask on your face. Ding, ding, ding. By 100%, Kamala Harris has been reelected president of the United States. Never mind that everyone's in a depression. Never mind that you can't drive your car anymore. Never mind that you're composting your own fecal matter, hoping to grow some tomatoes in the spring. She won with 100% of the vote. Yay, Kamala, Kamala. It only takes one. Because once they get power, kids, see, they're not like the Republicans. You know, well, live and let live, you know. Can we reach across the aisle? Can we do better for the American people? No. They're already making lists. I kid you not. They're already making lists of people who were supporters of this administration. They're already threatening to basically leave them jobless, moneyless, foodless, and destroy their existence because they dared. They dared to be in the opposition. I've told you this many times. And apparently not enough people took it to heart. Believe people at their word. When they tell you they intend to do something, no matter how insane it sounds, take them at their word. Come on, really, they're going to kill off all the cows because of flatulence? We're going to have to tear down our homes and build little igloos without windows to save the planet? We're going to be, what, fossil fuel free by 2025? Chances are we're not, but they're going to try to do it and destroy this country in the process. Take them at their word. So where we go from here, God only knows. It's not over yet. And I do believe that this administration has enough intelligent people in it wherein they've devised some sort of stopgap. They've devised some sort of thing to ferret out the truth from the fake. Because no matter what the Baghdad Bobs of Fox News and CNN tell you, there was unprecedented fraud in this election. Everybody knows it. But see, the other side won't say anything about it because they don't care if they win fairly or honestly. They don't care that they've disenfranchised 73 million people that'll never trust elections again. They're going to have power. That's all they care about. And once they get the power, they're going to wield it. So either shut up and obey, or we'll come after you. And the saddest thing of all is that I'm seeing preachers and pastors fall in line. Okay, okay, okay. Whatever you say. We're headed nowhere good, kids. I wish I could come on here and tell you better things and give you better news. But either way this thing goes, there will be trouble. The truckers of this nation have just announced that they were going to have a protest of their own. I think it's supposed to be next week by not trucking anything. If 85% of the truckers stop driving for a week, it'll upturn the entire supply chain of this country. And I'm not saying 100% because I'm sure that I'm not sure, I doubt it, but let's say 15 out of 100 supported Joe because he liked the name. But if 85% of the truckers pull over and turn off their engines and just sit there for a week, what you saw as far as shortages back in March won't be just toilet paper. It won't be just sanitary napkins. It'll be everything. The backbone of this nation is angry and frustrated. We're not talking about the elites in their ivory towers with their Spanish maids and their French chefs. We're talking about the people that hustle and bustle and drive. We're talking about people that produce things, not ideologues who just belch out some stupid thing. But people who actually produce things, they are angry. And if 73 million of them take a pause for a week, maybe, just maybe, it'll show the handful of elites in California and New York that we are not beholden to them. It is they who are beholden to us. You see, I've never shied away from telling you that I'm a student of history. I've always enjoyed it. And back in the olden days, during the Roman Empire, the leading class, what we would call the billionaire class today, disabused and disenfranchised and mistreated its servant class so onerously for so long that eventually the servant class stood up and said, no more. At some point, the servant class realized they far outnumbered the men in the vineyards. They far outnumber the Senate of the Roman legions. They realized they had the power. They were willing to coexist, even as servants. But they would not take the abuse any longer. We've always known shenanigans happen during elections. We shrugged. We said, well, you know, next time. But now we are being abused to our face. This is beyond the pale. This is beyond what most people are willing to stomach. And if the ruling class doesn't realize it, if they still think they are in control, if they still think they have the power, there will come a moment, and I fear sooner rather than later, when the servant class that they've looked down upon for so long will say, no more. And that, dear friends, is when it's going to get very ugly very quickly. So, pray. Prepare. Love the ones you're with. Today's a nice day in Wisconsin. The sun is shining. It's close to 50 degrees. This is unheard of in these parts. This time last year, we had 2 feet of snow. So what I'm going to do after I'm done recording this program is go pick up my kids from school, take them to the park, watch them laugh and play, and then maybe even go out for some ice cream. Because times such as these teach us to appreciate peace. The harbinger of what is to come. teaches us to live in the moment and enjoy the smiles and enjoy the warmth and enjoy all those things that we've taken for granted for so long. Lord willing, we will be here again next week. We shall see if by then there is any more that has changed, but likely not. Be strong, be wise, and cling to Jesus always. And with that, Gino, if you've got anything to say, the floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. Well, I had gone to Kenya, Africa during an election and took Mike's brother, Daniel, and another brother from Texas. We flew in on a Saturday, and we flew in at a time they were in the midst of not knowing who won the presidency. And there it was Odinga against another guy that ran against him. One was the head of the Luo tribe and the Kikuyu tribe. And when we got to the Nairobi airport, we were informed that we came at the worst possible time. At that time, they were not fighting. They were just basically starting to get hot-tempered and threatening violence around the country. But the next day when we took off for our meetings across the country, then they started fighting and killing and going on a rampage, tribe against tribe. And we happened to go 5 hours out of Nairobi, and we were right in the middle of it, and my team got ambushed. Thankfully, God in his divine power rescued my team. But when I came back to the United States, I was speaking at a church in Texas, and the night before, a man had a dream. And in the dream, God showed him that the man that's coming to preach at this church is going to speak a message, which is what is also going to happen in America. And I happened to share a message about what happened to us in Kenya that day at the church in Texas. And we're in the middle of this now with this election, and we're a divided country. We've already had inflamed people burn much of Minneapolis, 250 buildings, pretty well burnt up, 400 total with damage. Portland, 100 days of rioting, and just numerous inflamed socialist, communist people that are decrying our statues, our history, our heritage. So what Mike had to share today could very possibly be that path towards this revolt that God showed Dudeman. But I know one thing, it's going to happen. There's going to be a revolution because America has not repented. Not the way God's called it to repent. So we have to realize, you know, the church, God called the church to repent. And yes, through his grace, he can extend grace and extend mercy. But ultimately, one day in America, if our country does not repent, there will be a civil revolution, and it will be started exactly what Mike said. And so we will wait and see, but I think Mike laid it out succinctly about what's could possibly happen over this election. Thank you so much for listening to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.